Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, you come from a competitive political district. Am I right in that?
Yes, I am. It's very competitive, and that's a good thing, if you ask me, because it means guys like me got to worry about losing my job, and we'd be better off if more guys in Congress felt the same way, that they might get fired once in a while if they didn't, you know, come together around some common sense solutions. So I'm actually strangely happy that I'm in a competitive district, if that makes sense.
It makes sense. The district, obviously, is one of the few in the country that will go seesawing back between the Republicans and the Democrats. Why is that?
Well, because it has a relatively equal number of Democrats and Republicans and independents. A lot of the districts around the country have been gerrymandered. That means they've been essentially rigged by the two parties kind of working together to create safe districts for each of their candidates in different parts of a state or different parts of the country. And what this produces is a lot of candidates who don't really have to worry about listening to people who they disagree with, because sometimes the only thing they have to worry about is a primary from someone who's even more to whatever, you know, side of the political spectrum they're on. This is a big factor right now when people are wondering why people in Washington can't work together. It's because I think we have too many safe congressional districts. We would be a better country and we would have a better Congress if more members of Congress had to worry about losing their jobs.
So we used to have the game capture the white flag. You pull somebody over the line and try to get them. What is it that differentiates, what policies are there in your district that would allow people to elect a fairly progressive congressman like Sean Patrick Maloney, you, or a Nan Hayworth, who is, you know, quite conservative in her views?
Well, Congresswoman Hayworth was elected during the height of the Tea Party wave, and that really, you know, was her team. And I think that one of the reasons I came to Congress is because this is not a Tea Party district. It's not an extreme district. It is a district that believes in common sense solutions and in talking and working with people that you disagree with. And I think that, you know, my view of government is that, you know, I don't have all the answers, and that I'm willing to listen to people on the other side and to come together around common sense solutions. I feel strongly about stuff. I feel strongly that we need to fix our broken immigration system. I feel strongly about getting our budget in order. I feel strongly about investing in infrastructure and creating jobs. But, you know, I'm willing to work with other people who have other ideas. And if we have to compromise to move forward, I'll do that. Right now in Congress, we've got a lot of, especially in the Tea Party, these guys who've just been in this reckless and irresponsible mode, shutting down the government, you know, my way or the highway. And it is really hurting us as a country.
So let's take the one you just threw out, immigration. What would be a possible conciliatory, bringing people together fix for our broken immigration system?
Well, if you look at the bill that passed the United States Senate in June, it was a bipartisan compromise. It was passed with 68 votes, which is a lot in it for anything these days. And the reason is because they balanced the liberal desire to create an earned path to citizenship with the conservative desire to really secure the border and verify the workforce. And so that bill is a comprehensive bill because it does lots of things on the enforcement side, and I support that. And it creates a way for folks to get right with the law, to pay their debts, to get in the back of the line, learn English, and slowly over time earn legalization and citizenship. That's a good balance. It also helps our farmers who desperately need what's called the H-2A program cleaned up because they're lost in, you know, red tape and paperwork, and it's a mess. And it helps our high-tech businesses because it allows us to get more of what are called H-1B visas, which are highly skilled workers. So it's a good bill. It's a compromise. What's going on in the House, unfortunately, is that what works as a compromise in the Senate is still not good enough for this group of really radical and irresponsible guys in the Tea Party who have, you know, shut down the government because they wouldn't work with us to make the Affordable Care Act better. They just wanted to go back and fight and, you know, so they went so far as to shut down the government. Likewise on immigration, they don't want to do any bill, and so they're just not going to bring it to the floor. And I just think that's irresponsible. I think that if they have solutions or ideas, let's hear them. But we cannot wait to address these critical problems, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's immigration, whether it's our budget. And that's the conflict you're seeing right now in Washington.
Well, you know, I mean, you just mentioned the Affordable Care Act. There are those people who are writing in the journals and in the newspapers saying, basically, Obama has blown it on affordable care. He didn't put up the right website. They weren't ready. And he had to apologize on a number of things. Is this something that could balance a congressional election?
Oh, I'm sure the politics of this thing could go one way or the other. Here's what I hear from people around the Hudson Valley. They don't care at all, Alan, who wins or who loses on this thing. They are not invested in this red team, blue team, Republican, Democrat, political fight, pundits on TV. People don't care. And the reason they don't care is because, you know, some waitress has a kid with asthma and she wants to know what it means for her. And some guy has been, you know, struggling to pay his diabetes meds after working for 40 years on Metro North, and he's wondering when the prescription drug donut hole is going to get closed. And people who have pre-existing conditions are really excited about being able to get health insurance and not have the insurance companies control everything, but they're hearing conflicting messages. So what I hear from people is, look, you guys got to get this right. And the website is a mess, and it's got to get cleaned up fast. But the issue is bigger than just the technology, which everybody figures will get fixed sooner or later. The issue is this policy has to work. And what I want to do is I want to keep what's good about this law, like keeping kids on your health insurance policy till they're 26, like stopping the discrimination against people with pre-existing conditions. You know, these are good things. But we have got to also watch it like a hawk. I'm worried about small businesses. I'm worried about people getting forced to take coverage that they didn't, you know, that they don't want to take because they're getting dropped from the current insurance policies. There are some things that aren't going to work so well in this, and those of us in power have a responsibility to fix them fast and stop playing a political game. That's where I'm coming from.
There are those people from the independent or moderately left position, the progressive position, who are saying, you see, this could have easily been cured if we did what the other industrial democracy did and just have a straightforward sort of Medicare-type program for everybody. What do you think of that?
You know, it could be, but it's never going to happen. So, you know, I'm going to let other people have the intellectual or the policy debate about that. It's my job to make sure the people I represent get good quality health care, the price they can afford, and the policy coming out of Washington is making that better, not worse.
And I asked you a question. I think you may have avoided it, or maybe I wasn't listening carefully enough, to ask if this was a political issue. You're going to be in a big fight for your seat, as everybody will be from that district, I assume. Is this poison for you?
No, it's not poison for me, and I'll tell you why. Because I believe that people in the Hudson Valley know that in a big law like the Affordable Care Act, there's going to be good things and bad things. And I believe that what people want is people down in Washington to, you know, fix what's broken and keep what's good. My opponent, you know, Nan Hayworth, her bright idea was to repeal the thing, go back and fight forever because it's never going to get, you know, we're never going to do anything if we're just fighting about it. And she wanted to repeal the guaranteed benefit of Medicare, give folks an inadequate voucher. And she wanted to defund Planned Parenthood. So if that's, I think those are terrible choices. And I think that my position of, I wasn't in Congress for the Affordable Care Act. I'm not carrying anybody's water, but the people who pay the bills, the voters who sent me to Washington, the people I represent, I want to keep the good stuff. I'll tell you what it is. I want to fix the bad stuff. I'll tell you what that is. And if you vote for me, you're going to have somebody who is down there working with anybody of good faith to get a good policy so you get better security in your health care, better coverage, less cost. And I don't care who gets the credit. I don't care if that's a Democratic thing. I don't care if it's a Republican thing. I think the Democrats right now are being more constructive about this, and I think the guys in the Tea Party are trying to play a political game, and I think that's wrong.
Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is the Democrat from the 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Sean, we look forward to speaking to you the next time, and I want to talk to you then about no labels, okay?
Great. Happy to do it.